www.legalbattle.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. That'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, March 12, 2026 edition. George in Indian River, I'd be willing to pay fees if I got rid of the property tax. If we got rid of the property tax and income tax, I really wouldn't mind it. If my local community needed something to be built, they could put it up for a millage vote, and we could decide whether we want to pay for it locally. A plus, George. Great text message. Dead on. Exactly correct. Do it at the local level. County Road Commission getting all kinds of money from Lansing because we shut down the money we're wasting. The bureaucratic, crazy, stupid ran MDOT. Michigan Department of Transportation in Lansing, responsible for fixing our roads locally. Dumbest idea ever. And it's gotten worse. Well, one other thing that's happened as a result of early voting. 12 voters showed up in one precinct. 23 voters showed up in another one. In the same county. Can we combine our efforts? Local clerks could expand the size of their election precincts during lately attended municipal and school elections. Under proposed legislation, would increase it from 5,000 to 15,000. That's being considered right now in the Senate Elections and Ethics Committee. Democrat from Warren, Senator Paul Wojnow, Senate Bill 820 comes up as local clerks are seeing early voting and no reason absentee voting, diminishing the number of people who actually show up in person at the polls on Election Day. Ann Arbor clerk Jacqueline Boudry told the committee that two precincts on the University of Michigan campus, located in the same building, netted 35 people voting in person, combined during the 2025 municipal election. Lansing clerk Chris Swope reported a similar experience at his precincts. In the 2025 city election in Lansing, 80% of the Lansing voters cast their ballots in by mail. Absentee ballots mailed to their house. They filled out their ballots. They put them in the envelopes, threw a stamp on them, and mailed them in. 80%. Assembling a team of volunteers to work polling locations where only a few people show up isn't the best use of taxpayers' money. And it's very discouraging to the workers. The difference between the number of voters who show up at the polls is astounding, Swope, Lansing City Clerk, said. Well, there were some senators in the Ethics Committee, and they had some responses to those statements. One of them, former Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, wasn't completely sold on the idea. She was concerned that voters would be asked to go to a different polling location for some elections, and that would cause confusion and frustrate the voters. Other senators opined as well. We'll take a short break, finish this on the other side. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this story about consolidating voting precincts. The sponsor, the main sponsor of the bill, Senator Wojnow, Democrat from Warren, is a former Warren clerk. Weighing into the conversation, the comments during the committee hearing said there's very few instances where a clerk would ask a voter to vote in separate locations depending on their locations. Practically speaking, he said clerks likely will use the bill to consolidate precincts, many of them currently operating out of the same gymnasium or same building. Melanie Macy from Promote the Vote, that was the group that had the signature drive to give us 45 days of early voting, same-day voter registrations, says that their group has talked to clerks for more than a year about their concerns regarding voter confusion, but are now confident that enough believe that there would be no negative impacts if it was changed. Promote the Vote, as an organization, completely neutral on the bill. Well, the group that created the independent commission to draw up our maps for our districts, for both state reps, state senators, county commissioners, all of it, voters, not politicians, are against the bill, but did not state why they're against the bill. Local clerks and county municipal clerks are very supportive of this. Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State's office, running for governor, was totally neutral. Now I can tell you exactly why the local clerks and county clerks are supporting this. Here in Antrim County, my wife, Victoria Bishop, said many of the townships were complaining about the cost to hold these in-person 9 days of early voting. Well, guess what? Many of them said, no, we're not going to do it. We don't care what the law says. We don't care that they changed the Constitution. We're the clerks, we're running the elections, and we're not going to do it. A lot of the very, very small townships in our county didn't do 9 days of early voting. People will come and vote on election day. If they don't want to do it in person on election day, then do an absentee ballot. Turn it into the clerk. We'll feed it through the tabulator on election day. But we're not going to sit here and not have anybody show up to vote. Again, the story, 12 voters showed up in one precinct, 23 voters showed up in another. We had actually townships in Antrim County that nobody voted in previous elections where they were required by state statute to hold 9 days of early voting, had to pay the poll workers to sit there from 7 in the morning until 8 at night for 9 days. Some of these townships racked up, I think Vicki said they were asking for reimbursement from Lansing, was like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for the 9 days of early voting. Well, a lot of them are saying, no, we're not going to do it. We don't care what Lansing says. Fine us. We don't care. Others chose to consolidate. Perfect example was Banks Township, Torch Lake. Right next to each other, Torch Lake has a nicer, newer building right on 31. They sent the Banks Township people down the road to vote at Torch Lake. They split the cost. One side of the room was Bank Township's qualified voter files, poll books, and their ballots. The other side of the room was Torch Lake. You walk in, they had a sign. Torch Lake this way, Banks Township this way. And all of the people were there together to handle the very low turnout. And they shared the cost. It was very simple. So that's one way to do it. The bill did not get a vote during that committee hearing. They tabled it, and we'll have more hearings in the future. We have legalized smoking marijuana in the state of Michigan. Question: cannot smoking pot be a condition of probation? Whether probationers are prohibited from using marijuana is now in the hands of the Michigan Supreme Court. Emma Lawton, an assistant defender with the State Appellate Defender's Office, argued yesterday that a court's decision to revoke probation for lawful marijuana use violates the MRTMA, the Michigan Regulation and Taxation of Marijuana Act, which explicitly protects lawful use of marijuana. Montcalm County Prosecutor Thomas Ginster argued that probation is a privilege, and otherwise lawful conduct can be a valid term of probation if, quote, related and or reasonably related to an offender's rehabilitation. Ginster said rationally and reasonably related was never contested in the defendant Daniel Heaven Lee Hess's case. This is a strong and undeniable correlation between criminal activity and illicit substances. Hess, the defendant, pleaded guilty back in August of 2021 to third-degree retail fraud and was sentenced under the Holmes Youthful Trainee Act, given 1 year probation. Under that act, the conviction would be suppressed if Hess successfully completed probation. However, Hess was prohibited from using or possessing marijuana while on probation. During that probation period, where you go and pee in a cup, tested positive for marijuana twice during the 1 year probation. Although she pleaded guilty to the first violation, she challenged the second one, arguing that the MRTMA prohibited the no marijuana provision of her probation terms. But let's back the bus up a little bit. What was she doing that was criminal activity? She was shoplifting. Third-degree retail fraud. Or perhaps she was paying for something with checks that bounced. Whatever it was. Well, in talking to the defendant, the prosecutor found out she was doing these activities in order to purchase marijuana. She bought marijuana, didn't have enough money in her checking account, went into a store and wrote a bad check. Or she was shoplifting. Whatever it was. The story doesn't describe in detail the charges. So as a result, the prosecutor put it as part of her probation. She could not be in possession or using marijuana. If she took the motive behind it away during the probation, she'd be less likely to be a repeat offender. Well, that went to trial. And the trial court held that Hess did not possess a medical marijuana card. so her use was recreational and therefore could be prohibited. Her HYTA status, the Holmes Youthful Training Act status, which kept the conviction private, was also revoked. Well, she hired an attorney and took it to the appellate court. Appellate court upheld the lower court's decision. Well, now it's going all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. Chief Justice Megan Kavanaugh questioned why the court would treat legal conduct under the MRTMA any differently than a defendant agreeing to forego otherwise legal conduct, such as drinking alcohol during or driving privileges. In her response, Lawton referenced People versus Virgil Smith, in which the defendant entered a plea deal that included his agreement not to run for office ever again. However, the Supreme Court held that that provision was unenforceable. Finally, it was also argued that in the case of the Marijuana Act, it's unlawful because the voters have the explicit provision which says that there will not be any penalties imposed. There will not be any privileges revoked for the lawful use of marijuana. So this is basically the legal basis for them taking this to the Michigan Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments and have decided to suspend the trial while they take it under advisement. Their decision is expected later this year. So that's a good legal question. While on probation, can they restrict you from using marijuana, which is legal in the state of Michigan? They claimed that she violated her probation and put her in jail and charged her a fine to get out. And that was the basis for her lawsuit. Real quick short story. Veteran burst the bubble on smooth sailing unanimous veterans benefits in the Senate bill. What brought State Representative Jamie Green to testify in front of the House Appropriations Committee was her TikTok feed. She said she was scrolling through the live stream section of the app when she noticed people explaining how they can help veterans access their disability benefits, providing a link that would guarantee an increase in their disability benefits. Well, as a veteran and former veteran service officer for St. Clair County, she was alarmed. What worried her is the lack of oversight for unaccredited service organizations to help veterans receive more benefits. That's why she came and testified against Senate Bill 215. The bill passed unanimously last June. So, kind of interesting short little story, and it is going to be addressed in the